This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The mini census is out. It covers 2018, based not on asking the whole country, but by surveying a sample of about 250,000 American households. And this shows the gap between rich and poor got worse from the year before. Marketplace's Erica Barra says more.
First, the good news. Median household income increased 0.8% between 2017 and 2018 to nearly $62,000. That's not surprising, says Christine Percheski, a sociologist and demographer at Northwestern University.
Because we see relatively low unemployment rates in many places.
But the gains haven't been distributed evenly. The Gini index, which measures income inequality, increased after more or less holding steady for 5 years. The 20% of U.S. homes with the lowest incomes brought in just over 3% of the total, while the top 20% brought in more than half. Inequality increased in 9 states, including California. Beth Jaros, a demographer with the nonprofit Population Reference Bureau, says that's thanks to the boom in Silicon Valley.
Compared with the really extraordinarily high poverty rates in a county like Imperial County, where the economy is predominantly agricultural.
She says that contrast may be behind increasing inequality in other states as well. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.